Austria has narrowly avoided becoming the first nation inside the European Union to elect a far-right head of state. It was thought that the Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer would win the election, but his rival, Alexander Van der Bellen, a former Green running as an independent, crept back into the lead thanks to postal votes. It was a historic election for Austria, with the centre-left and the centre-right parties, who had shared the presidency since World War II, both knocked out after the first round of voting. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports.
It was the announcement that all of Austria and much of Europe was waiting on, that Alexander Van der Bellen had won the presidency over his rival, far-right anti-immigration candidate Norbert Hofer. It was the tiniest of margins, with the 72-year-old former Greens leader winning 50.3% of the vote. The president-elect promised to listen to the Austrian people. A lot of people in this country do not feel seen or heard enough, or both, he said. We will need a different culture. He also promised to pursue togetherness over separateness. Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer was expected to win. He conceded defeat on Facebook, saying, "Of course I am sad today. Please do not be discouraged. This election campaign is not lost, but is an investment in the future." That future includes Austria's general election in 2 years' time. Dr. Christian Rayner, editor-in-chief of Profil magazine, says Norbert Hofer is a real chance of seizing control of the parliament at that election.
Right now at the polls, the Freedom Party has over 30%, while the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats that are in the government both have only 22%. So the FPÖ would, if nothing happened, be the by far largest party in the next elections.
That a far-right party could be a chance of winning the most seats in parliament or get within a whisker of seizing the presidency might be a shock to outsiders. But this is the new reality in Europe. Populist nationalistic parties are on the rise. Traditional political allegiances are shattering. Christian Rayner sees this election as symbolic of what's happening across the continent.
Austria just shows, like a laboratory, what is possible. There is nationalism growing everywhere, and especially in Europe. There is xenophobia and governments that don't really know how to handle refugees and the refugee crisis. Nationalism is growing, and it's the breeding ground for right-wing and right-extremist parties.
The new president faces massive challenges. He is a green-left politician, a child of refugees who is pro-immigration, supportive of minorities, and in favour of the European Union. He now has to find a way of uniting a country where nearly half the people just voted for a far-right politician who vehemently disagrees with just about everything he stands for. This is Steve Kinnane reporting for AM.